Hurricane Fiona now pounding Puerto Rico. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. Power outages and flooding underway. Up to 25 inches of rain are forecast for some areas.
Fiona expected to bring 15 to 20 inches of rain to the southern half of Puerto Rico. 10 inches possible on the northern half of Puerto Rico, flooding a major concern. The storm is expected to make a turn toward Turks and Caicos, strengthen, and then eventually move over the Atlantic and away from the U.S.
Fox Weather's Craig Herrera. Migrant relocation from border states to blue sanctuary states remains a contentious issue. Senator Dick Durbin commenting on NBC's Meet the Press.
Unless and until we come together in a bipartisan fashion in the Senate particularly, and once again entertain a comprehensive immigration bill, we're just inviting trouble.
Governors of Texas, Arizona, and Florida shipping migrants north so other states will understand how overrun border states are. More than 2 million migrants are expected to cross the U.S. southern border this year. A Republican Senate leader pushing for a national abortion ban. Democrats warned it would come after Roe was overturned.
South Carolina GOP Senator Lindsey Graham, who once backed states setting their own abortion rules, explained his shift to a post-15-week federal ban with exceptions on Fox News Sunday, saying it's where the rest of the world is.
It puts us in line with France is at 12 weeks, Germany, England is at 14 weeks.
Democrats have said such a GOP-backed pivot was expected and heightens worries over the rollback of other rights.
Fox's Gernal Scott. World leaders are converging in London for Queen Elizabeth II's funeral set for Monday at Westminster Hall. Massive security in place, as you might expect, the Bidens among the 500 world leaders in attendance. Exception made Saturday, allowing Prince Harry to wear the royal uniform. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An uncommon massive coastal storm is battering the Alaskan coast. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer explains.
The governor has issued a state disaster declaration in response to the worst flooding people there have seen in 50 years. Typhoon Merbok is packing powerful winds and rain, ripping homes from their foundations and forcing residents to evacuate. On the positive side, the storm is bringing much needed rain to a drought-stricken California area.
The storm is what remains of a typhoon traveling through the Pacific. Most of the impacted region of Alaska is sparsely populated. A Vatican envoy comes under fire in Ukraine.
The incident took place near the city of Zaporizhia on Saturday. Vatican Almoner Cardinal Konrad Radziuski and his entourage took cover as they distributed humanitarian supplies. The Polish-born cardinal told the Vatican News Service, quote, "For the first time in my life, I didn't know where to run because it is not enough to run. You have to know where to go." No one was hurt. Russian shelling hit cities and towns across a wide stretch of Ukraine overnight. Officials say four medics were killed trying to evacuate a hospital in the Kharkiv region, another seven people injured in two other cities. Samantha Liebman, Fox News.
Queen Elizabeth's death has meant many hours of overtime for some Chinese factory workers. Fox's Kevin Uretsky explains.
Less than 2 hours after Queen Elizabeth died, a factory south of Shanghai started receiving orders for thousands and thousands of British flags. The 20,000 the factory had on hand were sent out the next morning, and the employees have been working 14-hour days ever since, sending out over 500,000 Union Jacks in the first week after the Queen passed away. The factory had previously been focusing on flags for soccer's upcoming World Cup, and employees say they pay attention to news stories that might mean more orders. Because as the factory's general manager says, There's a business opportunity behind every news event.
I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.